USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Russian court found jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny guilty of large-scale fraud on Tuesday. President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic will probably get his jail time extended by years. Navalny is already serving a 2.5-year sentence at a prison camp for parole violations. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearing started Monday with more than 4 hours of discussions from mostly lawmakers and colleagues of Ms. Jackson.
And like so many who had experienced lawful racial segregation firsthand, my parents, Johnny and Ellery Brown, left their hometown of Miami, Florida, and moved to Washington, D.C.
Judge Jackson's confirmation hearings continue all week. It was on this day in 1983 the Pentagon awarded a production contract worth more than $1 billion to AM General Corporation to develop 55,000 Humvees. USA Radio News.
I need 4 more of the biscuit carnitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring you to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Dozens of homes and other buildings were badly damaged as severe storms and a reported 20 tornadoes moved through Texas and Oklahoma Monday. Severe weather is expected again today with tornado watches from Houston to Memphis to Tallahassee, Florida, and includes Atlanta and New Orleans, Louisiana. A television show that highlighted some of the reckless morals in our society is going off the air.
If you're into daytime television, the Maury Povich Show is the latest daytime talker to announce it's stopping production in 2022.
In the case of 10-month-old royalty, Daryl, you are not...
Maury Povich is ending his run and retiring after 31 seasons of hosting the show. Povich's exit comes as NBC Universal also ends another first-run syndicated series, Judge Jerry, hosted by Jerry Springer, after just 3 seasons. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Thank you, John, and thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Grocery store workers in California are ready for the picket line.
Thousands of grocery store workers in Southern and Central California are deciding on whether to authorize a strike. The vote involves about 47,000 workers who work in hundreds of stores owned by either Kroger or Albertsons. The latest 3-year deal ended earlier this month. No agreement was reached before the contract expired. The potential strike would include grocery clerks, meat cutters, and pharmacists. Results of the vote will be released this coming Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For years, mainstream media and Democrat leaders have been lying about Hunter Biden's laptop, all in the name of protecting their guy, over the truth. Now that the laptop has been confirmed as authentic, containing incriminating evidence against the Biden family, and may have also altered a presidential election because of the truth being hidden. Podcaster Joe Rogan calls out President Biden for lying.
New York Times just now is admitting that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. And, you know, we remember from the debates with Trump bringing it up to Biden and Biden saying it's and he's it's a lie, a flat out lie.
Yeah.
Everybody knew it was a lie. The New York Post had that story that was banned from Twitter, which was just outright crazy, that one of the oldest newspapers in the country.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody's going to go back and apologize to them.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.